Welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here live on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh107.1, 107.1.com. Okay, you can download free app. You can find that app in your Play Store. The name of the app is called TuneIn. You can download it on any electronic device and search WWGH. Or you can call in during the show, and you will be live when you call in. That telephone number is 740-383-9944. If you would like to be a part of the show, if you'd like to ask any questions or make any comments. Now, my show that I will be having at 4:30 to 5 p.m., you will not be able to call in, but the following show I will be having at 5:15 until 6 p.m., you will have free recourse to call in at any time. Today is August the 17th of 2021, and there remains 137 days left in this year. Can you believe that? Wow, is time really moving fast? Yes, it is. So there's only like a few days left that you can accomplish some of the things that you set out to do and you didn't get a chance to do it. It could be like gardening. Well, it's too late to plant seeds, you know, but it's not too late to harvest, okay? Whatever you was trying to do and didn't get a chance to do it, because if you're like me, when I start one thing, I'm here and I'm there and I'm everywhere, and it's kind of hard to focus. But when you get focused, you will be able to accomplish great things. Okay, let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappies Hydraulic Hose Specialist LLC. Their location, 1325 North Main Street, Mirren, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, location 582 Lee Street, Mirren, Ohio, 740-223-1515, or www.logoschristianministries.com. Free produce is their ongoing announcement. It will take place August the 21st, that is this Saturday, at Logos Christian Ministries. It starts at 12 noon until 2 p.m. If you need free produce, please jot down this on your phone, okay? Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. The owner is Cheryl Lee. The location is LaRue, Ohio, 740-262-0939. And she will be my guest today. She is the coordinator for Child's Evangelism Fellowship here in Marion County. And with the schools being in process, they will also be in some of those schools sharing the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. So she will be my guest today, and that will take place at 4:30 until the top of the hour at 5 p.m. Okay, I'd like to start my show off with a thought for today, but before I go there, I do have some announcements, okay? Fundraiser and silent auction at Pure Function CrossFit, and this is located at 202 South Main Street. They want you to come and join the fun. This will take place Thursday, 2 days from now, August the 19th, 2021, from 4 until 9 p.m., okay? They're also going to have one of those ice things that people can dive into or sit in, okay? So they will be having some fun down there, all right? Now, also know this. This is the last Thursday that the Farmers Market will be at Founders Park for this year. Okay, so it's going to be a lot of fun downtown Marion, August the 19th. So try to be there if you can. Okay. Also, the second hour of my show today, starting at 5:15 until 6 p.m. will be Singles Choosing God's Best Continued. My guests will be Tim Jones and Kimba Hubbard. For those of you who are single and waiting on a mate, or maybe just someone to date, or to, you know, to keep you company, or you to keep them company, maybe you're waiting on marriage or whatever, please tune in to the show. You will be able to call in during that time, okay? And again, if you need that phone number and you want to have a chance to be a part of that show, that telephone number is 740-383-9944. So don't forget, 5:15 until 6 p.m. today. We will be having Singles Choosing God's Best Continued from May, earlier this year, okay? Now, the thought for today is titled, Happiness. It is the art of living, the purpose of our existence. Happiness is the true index of quality of life. Without happiness, life is dry and meaningless. With happiness, life immediately becomes fulfilling and wonderful. Happiness is an infectious feeling that immediately lifts the sagging spirits of people. Happy people keep themselves happy because they know the little ways to appreciate themselves and to see the humor and magic in each moment. Now, that is a thought for today. That is something that you could put in your pocket and walk with it. Okay? And like it says, many people keep themselves happy. No matter what's going on around them, they try to find the silver lining in the cloud. They try to find the greatest point of the day, you know, and to keep themselves happy. And, you know, don't walk around with that sad face because maybe you couldn't have your breakfast. You know, some people just have a spirit of anger and they're just unhappy with everything that goes on in their life. And they have to be bitter. They have to be brokenhearted and just downtrodden. And we do not want to live our lives like that. We want to be happy. We want to have a smile on our face, right? We want to be able to spread our joy. We want that type of feeling to bounce off of us. You know, we don't want to be... If we're down, we'll bring other people down. It's an atmospheric thing, okay? Just like your smile is, it goes in the atmosphere and it changes the atmosphere, okay? When you walk into a room, people say, well, you really know how to make an entrance. Why? Because, hey, I'm already feeling on top of the world. I already have confidence in myself, you know? And I like the way I feel. I like the way I look. I like the way I'm dressed, you know? So I can feel confident, you know, whether you like what I have on or not. But I'm confident within myself. So therefore, I can be happy. I can be happy. I don't have to allow anyone to make me unhappy. And they really can't make you unhappy unless you allow it. Right. Unless you allow it. You know, like they say, that bounce back, okay, reaction. Do you have that bounce back reaction? And you can have that bounce back reaction, okay? So just put on your best hat, your best face, your best smile, okay? Put on your best shoes. They don't have to be high heels or gentlemen. They don't have to be patent leathers or Stacy Adams, but something you feel comfortable in and know that you look good, know that you smell good, and you can charge the atmosphere with your presence. What a beautiful thing to be able to do. So, knowing that you affect the atmosphere, then don't come in drudgery, downcast, upset, angry at the world. Any little thing that happens, you're ready to just blow off. That is not healthy. That is not good for you or those who are around you. And that's a good way to run people away from you. Because they're not going to want to be around you because you make them feel bad, right? So we want to be happy. Let's be happy, right? Oh, absolutely. Because, why? The purpose, it is the purpose of our existence. It is the art of living. It is the true index of our quality of life. Without happiness, life is dry and meaningless. With happiness, life immediately becomes fulfilling and wonderful. Happiness is an infectious feeling that immediately lifts the sagging spirits of people. So let's lift up some sagging spirits around us. Okay, let's lift people up. Right? Don't we have enough going on in the world today? Oh my gosh. One thing after the other, and it's coming to us so fast. Right? Right. The Taliban. Wow. As soon as we say, well, we're leaving, and start pulling our troops up, what happened? Here they come. And not only that, the people that lived in that state, they left too. Like, wow, did they even pick up a gun and fight back or what? So, I don't know. That's just me. You know, and I'm entitled to my own opinion, right? But not my own facts, right? Okay. So, my caller should be calling in at any moment. I did share with you the show that's coming on at 5:15 p.m. today. Singles, Choosing God's Best. If you're single and waiting for a mate, looking for a mate, needing a mate, wanting a mate, or just someone to chit-chat with, or someone to date, or just someone to keep company, or you keep company, or they keep you company. Either way, please tune in to our show. This is our first show today from May the 17th, when we had the singles conference at the Gathering Place. You know, they have so much going on for people that are married and trying to encourage them and lift them up that they can stay together with their mates and things like that and be prosperous and grow together. Well, us singles, we need the same thing. And hopefully this show will help lift you up and encourage you, you know, to be ready and to be on the lookout. Okay, happiness was the thought for today. I share, if this is your first time tuning in, thank you. Thank you, and I hope it's not your last time, okay? And those of you who listen faithfully, thank you for your support. I need all of you, okay? Need all of you. All righty, let's see where we're going now, okay? Okay. I'm still here. I haven't left you. Just waiting on my caller to call in. Alrighty then, until that time comes, let's see. Oh, here she is right now. Here she is. Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Cheryl, how are you?
Real good, real good. Just working on some things for CEF. Are we on the air or am I on hold?
You are on the air.
Oh, yay. I've just been working all day in the office on trying to catch up. Last week I did, you know, we were busy with a fundraiser. And then this week, of course, it's always getting back in the office and getting things back in order, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But today I'm working on a registration form because we've got some upcoming training. for anyone who would be interested, any volunteers for Child Evangelism Fellowship, for the Good News Clubs. And, you know, it's just in preparation of getting back into the schools when the schools start, and we always start our Good News Clubs that first week of October. So I've been working on a registration form to send out to local pastors. And if you're going to a church where your pastor hasn't mentioned it, it might be because I don't have your email address.
Mm-hmm.
This is for your listeners. And you know, like if they'd like to contact me, I can get out, you know, I can always get that registration form to them directly by emailing it. And if they want to call, my number would be 740-262-0939. And that's pretty well jumping right into it, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And here we go again. A lot of people don't even have any clue what Child Evangelism Fellowship is. At least we hear that all the time, don't we?
Yes, we sure do. And we are the ladies, for the most part, the ladies who wear the bright blue T-shirts with a bright yellow symbol on top that says, I'm a member of the Good News Club. So if you see us out and about doing our shopping or whatever, you know that we are part of the Good News Club. And whenever I wear that shirt out and about, I always have a child, oh, I have that in my school. Or, oh, I'm in that club. And then you'll stop and ask them, well, which school are you? And it's, you know, that's always a fun thing to hear from the kids. So there is some branding going on there. There is some recognition when we're out and about with our T-shirts, but we can't live in those 24/7,
right.
Unfortunately. And the parents, of course, and the grandparents, they don't recognize those shirts because they're not in the club. So, and it is the parents and the grandparents that we are trying to reach out to inform them that we are coming back into the schools. And they should be looking for a registration form the middle of September. The registration forms for their school will be coming home in their child's book bag. So we don't want the book bag monster to eat that registration. We would like them to look it over, fill it out if their child can attend, and have that child return it back to the office. But there's some exciting things going on, Linda. In fact, I sent out an email, and, you know, like Ridgedale. We have been praying and wanting to get into Ridgedale local schools for a long time. Well, we've got the go. We've got the green light to put a team in there this fall.
Well, praise God.
Yes, yes, and we do have a team ready to go. But we do have three vacancies that we need to have people step up and help us out. Benjamin Harris is open. We have no team going back into Benjamin Harris in October.
Terry's not going back?
Well, they're stepping up to Ridgedale.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a swap there. We've gained one school, but we leave a vacancy someplace else. And both of the elementaries for River Valley, we are vacant right now. We have no teams for River Valley Liberty, nor River Valley Heritage. So we really would like to have people step up. And I know it's a difficult time because it's one day out of the week right after school until about 4:45 or 5 o'clock. So I know it's a tough time to fill. But, you know, there's a lot of people who are self-employed who can have control of their own schedule. And there's a lot of people who are in retail. When they're in retail, they can always request a day off. And that could be that day could be their club day. But then there's a lot of seniors, too, that if they're looking for something to do, their helping hands would be very, very much appreciated because children just love when seniors come to club. They just love it. Let me see what else is going on.
I'm surprised Terry's not going back.
I was working on a registration form for training. And what's really neat about that is the training will be three consecutive Thursdays. It'll starting September 2nd. Then it'll be the 9th and the 16th. And the church that has offered their fellowship hall for us to use, very graciously has offered, is Marion First Free Will Baptist Church on Christinger. And they have offered us their facility, and the three Thursday evenings, it would be from 6 to 8:30. So they're not terribly long sessions, and they're not real late. So anyone can be home probably by 9 o'clock, you know, if you're living in the vicinity of Marion or the little communities around Marion, you'll be home by 9 o'clock easily. The training only costs $45 per person, which will include all the materials, and I do have some adult T-shirts that I would like to be able to hand out during the training as well, provided I have your size, and if not, we'll get those on order. So the $45 includes the materials and a T-shirt. And let me see, that's really, and we do need it. You know how we always need extra hands for the existing clubs.
Yes, I do.
So that's always something exciting, too. And in my letter to the pastors, the local pastors, I have emphasized that, you know, even if somebody only wants to be a prayer warrior for CEF, for Child Evangelism Fellowship, if they wanted to take this training, it would be wonderful, because the more you know about a cause, the more fervent your prayer is for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so if people came to this training and, you know, just to be well-informed, just to know more about Child Evangelism Fellowship, their prayers are going to be more diligent for us.
That's true.
You know, they're going to be more insightful for us, and they're going to keep us in mind and put us in a regular, they're going to put us in their devotions, and they're going to keep us regularly lifted up. And that's what we're going to need this coming year, because there are a lot of, there are just a lot of bad things that are trying to be pressured onto our children.
Right.
And Child Evangelism Fellowship with the Good News Club is something very, very good. Very good for our children to be a part of and to learn about, you know, to learn about God, the Creator, and His love for us. To learn that He's a just God, and that He will never leave us no matter what we may do if we truly, truly accept Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. You know, that's our message. We are non-denominational organization. And so, you know, we really focus on God, the Creator. But God is not just a God of love. He's also a just God.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, there's a lot of things that's going on right now that He can't abide by. And, you know, those are the things that come out in our lessons as well. We stay true with the biblical teachings of, I guess, pride and arrogance and, you know, what is sin? Well, it's breaking God's rules. You know, we teach children how to find out what God's rules are.
Right. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can help teach the adults.
Exactly. And, you know, that's all we can do is plant. You know, we try to plant the seeds. Sometimes we get to cultivate the seed. And, you know, that's why we're trying to get the local churches involved, is because we don't have, although we'll have these children from October to April, we only have them 1 hour, maybe an hour and 15 minutes a week. And we try to encourage these little ones, or these young ones, because not all of them are little,
right.
We try to encourage them to go to a local church, you know. And Linda, you know, we've talked about this before, how many times a child has to get themselves up, they have to get them dressed, themselves dressed, and they're going to have to walk to a church.
Yeah.
If they choose to go to church, and that's a lot for a child to do.
Yeah,
no matter what age.
That's true.
And that takes dedication, and kudos to these little ones and these young ones who do that. But at the same token, we want to pray for those families too, that the message will go from our club back into those homes and healing. We don't know the circumstances of those homes.
No.
You know, but God does. And wherever His word goes, there can be comfort and there can be healing. And that's our prayers for the children and their families. So, yeah, we do need a lot of prayer warriors. You know, we need them dedicated to praying for the different clubs and for the children in those clubs and the families that those children belong to. We need helping hands so that they can come to clubs so that the lead teacher can effectively teach. And you know, it's always nice to have someone volunteer to give snacks each week. That's always a nice gift for CEF, for the Good News Club. And it's nice that someone would like to come and just, of course, they would have to have a background check. All volunteers have to have background checks. But if they want to come and take attendance, and so we can make sure that the children are there, that they stay there with us, because, you know, there are kids who are there and they decide they want to leave and they take off. Well, we need help. We need help to make sure that those children come back, you know, and that they don't get themselves in trouble or mm-hmm. get the club in trouble.
Right.
So we're not asking them to do difficult things. We're just asking them to be there and to help. And anything that they would like to, what the time that they want to put in, or, you know, the investment they want to put in, I walk away, and you can attest to this, how you walk away, you don't feel like going to club, you've been busy, you're going, you know, crazy with the phones as you're walking out the door, you know, the phones are ringing, and or whatever the case may be, and the last thing you want to do is be at club. But you do it because you're being obedient, you've made a commitment, and you're fulfilling that commitment, and you come back after that club being refreshed and blessed more than the children who were at that club. You know, God just blesses us because we're being faithful. And you've had that done. You've had that before, too.
Right.
So, again, I'd like to just encourage people to, if they would like to attend the training, you know, give Linda a call at the station or give myself a call, and I'll give you that phone number. If you want to get a pen and a paper, I'll give that phone number to you again. And it's 740-262-0939. There's many, many ways someone can help Child Evangelism Fellowship. And don't sell yourself short. You know, God's Word says that He will give us the abilities, as long as we're willing to help. Now, that's prayer, obviously paraphrasing it, but, you know, when we know that it's through God's strength that we can do all things. It's through Christ that we can do all things. Well, when do we really stand on that? You know, it's a nice verse to quote to people when they're feeling down or isolated or depressed. But when do we actually stand on it? When do we start building on it? When is it our cornerstone? And that's what I'm asking people to do, is to think about that and be a part of Child Evangelism Fellowship. Be a part of this year's Good News Club for the school year of 2021 and 2022. Help teach these children what God is all about. Who Christ is. Many kids, they don't even know who Jesus, what the name Jesus means. That just kind of blows me away. You know, many kids don't know what the Bible is. That truly is amazing. And those are the things we want to share with children. We want them to know what those are. Some will come to know Jesus, many won't. But the seeds are planted, and that's all we can do, is be faithful and plant those seeds.
That's so true.
Yes.
Wow.
So, go ahead.
I just, you crossed my mind to have you be on the show because I know kids are in school already and there's a lot of controversy going on about masks and things like that. So will that be part of your protocol for Good News Club?
No. It will be if, you know, we follow what the state says. If the state would require it, then unfortunately we would have to require it, you know. But we follow the mandates of the state, and because of course, why do we do the background checks? Safety is a priority.
Yes.
You know, and so again, if the state deems that we have to do this, well, then we'll comply because there's no way, first of all, we want to keep the children safe, but secondly, we want to keep this heritage that God has entrusted to us. And Child Evangelism Fellowship is a heritage because it has been around since 1937. And we want to keep that in good standing with people. We want them, just like, Linda, you remember when you were little and you went to Sunday school. And you have fond memories of that. Even today,
yes.
If you think about it, we have fond memories of going to Sunday school. We have fond memories of going to Vacation Bible School, VBS. And that's what we want with Child Evangelism Fellowship. That's what we want with the Good News Clubs. During the summer, we host the five-day clubs, you know, and we're at the fairs and things of that sort. We want children, and we want their parents to have fond memories of Child Evangelism Fellowship because the seeds that we're planting right now are falling on very tender ears. And so a lot of the lessons that we're teaching aren't even going to make sense to them for another maybe 4 or 5 years if the Lord is willing, you know, to tarry. And then at some point in time, someone, they're going to hear it on TV, they're going to see it on the internet, they're going to maybe hear it at a Vacation Bible School or a youth group or a church, and it's going to click. And they're going to say, oh, I heard that in the Good News Club. And we want that to happen. You know, we want them to be able to have that memory be stirred in a positive way so that it starts clicking for them. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes, it does. It makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, we don't know. You know, we're just prepping to go back into the schools. We're just trying to get extra hands to help us to achieve this. And then we will have to deal with whatever the state mandates as it mandates. You know, we don't know. All we can do is just pray that God will be preparing adults' hearts for this training, which is starts September the 2nd. It'll be for 3 Thursday evenings. It'll be from 6 to 8:30. It's going to be hosted at the Marion First Free Will Baptist Church on Christinger Road. And I do want to remind everybody that we are a non-denominational organization, but when a church offers their fellowship hall for us, we are going to accept it because they're not charging us one penny to use their hall for the 3 evenings that it's going to take for training. You know, if they want to contact me or contact you for a registration form or for more information, by all means, please, please call. And my number again is 740-262-0939. It's just really important that you act now because life gets busy and Satan has a way of keeping you busy. So you don't make that call,
mm-hmm.
and so that you don't get involved. And you know, many of you are probably wrapping up some kind of summer activity and you're looking for something for the fall, let it be us.
Right.
You know, let it be Child Evangelism Fellowship. Let it be just being helping hands with these clubs.
And, you know, in the conditions of the world today, you'd think they'd be so crowded that you would have to have two or three clubs a week in the same school. But it's just not so, is it?
No, no, because we don't, and you and I have talked about this before, we don't have bragging rights. You know, if we had, no one thinks it's important when a child comes home and they know John 3:16.
Right.
They should, and it should be. And when that same child is on the football field, that parent or that grandparent could be talking to the other parent saying, you know what, my son came home knowing this week. And there starts a dialogue. And there starts the pride of what they're doing. It doesn't have to be in their face. You're just talking to mothers and fathers that you normally would. And most of the parents, probably 95% of the parents would be shocked that their child came home with that knowledge because they don't understand we have the right to be in the school after hour by parent permission. We have the right because of a Supreme Court decision in 2001. And so, we have the right to be able to do it. And the children just need to have the parents' permission. And it should be something to be proud of.
I've had parents come and take their children out.
Pardon?
I've had parents come and take their children out of the JYC club, which was at Grant Middle School, as if the teaching was something that was going to hurt them. I don't know what some people's opinions are as far as, you know, I like to talk up a good game and encourage people to send their young ones to Child Evangelism Fellowship so that they could be introduced to Jesus Christ and the things that he suffered for humanity as a whole. You know, that we might be saved from the things that are coming upon the land, upon the earth, you know, but I don't really know if a lot of people believe that or not. I'm beginning to wonder.
True. But, you know, even if a child, you know, you can't force somebody to make a decision.
No, you can't.
And even if a child doesn't make a decision, they're learning good principles to live by.
Right.
You know, they're learning to be honest. They're learning the fruits of the Spirit. They're learning self-control.
Right.
They're learning joy and love and peace.
Right.
And they're learning to be honest, and they're learning to be patient. So all those things are good.
Yes.
Even to be just a good citizen. I remember at one point in time, there was a little boy who had sticky fingers. He had sticky fingers. And his teacher shared with me that when he started coming to the Good News Club and he started learning the lessons, and he started learning that stealing was wrong.
Right.
He would stop the other kids in his class. They had really pretty rocks that they would use and they could look at and things in the store. And the little ones, they would, of course, like to stick them in their pockets. And he would stop them and let them know that that was wrong. Now, I don't know why that would be wrong for anybody, whether, you know, that's a good lesson to live by, is that it's not yours, you
right.
don't take it. You know, unless you ask and you have permission, it's called stealing.
Right.
And the teacher was just so proud of him that he had told the children that, no, that was wrong. Did he do it in a rude way? No. You know, he just simply told them that he knew that was wrong, and they should too.
Right.
So, and you know, that's that's one example that comes to mind. But all of us have experienced those stories. All of us have had good reports come back from teachers, especially when a child is a difficult child to deal with. We have heard many times that that child comes back into class and they are more settled, they're more calm, and more patient when they start coming to the Good News Club, and they start, because we have an expectation, and they live up to those expectations, you know, and they're learning God's Word. And so as soon as God's Word is spoken, it starts changing people.
Right.
We may not realize it. You know, we may not realize it, and we may not see the fruits of that change. Just depends on how our age. I think children, they see that, they understand that fruit of change much quicker than adults, because we have a lot of baggage. We hang on to our hurts like shields of armor or pride, you know, and oftentimes we just don't want to let go, where little ones, they can let it go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so the teachers see the fruits of what we're teaching the children in the Good News Club much quicker than what you would an adult, I believe.
That's true. They're more innocent, I think.
Mm-hmm. Right. And they just need to have guidelines. They just need to have boundaries.
Right.
And God's Word, you know, God's Word, oftentimes people think that it's a heavy yoke to carry, but it's not. God gives us boundaries because He loves them.
Right.
And God's boundaries keeps us safe emotionally and physically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if people live within God's boundaries, there wouldn't be so many, there would not be the diseases mentally or physically as much as there is right now, you know? And, mm-hmm. and then, of course, talking about the spiritual boundaries that God gives us, it's an actual freedom. The world is so chaotic right now. But, you know, when you love the Lord and you've got your eyes on Jesus, you just pray. You know, you're praying for your family. You're praying for your loved ones. You're praying for those in Haiti. You're praying for those in Afghanistan. You're praying for those in Cuba. And you're thanking the Lord that you're where you're at. And even though persecution may come to us, we're still thankful for the craziness that we have to deal with versus our brothers and sisters around the world. Or, you know, I mean, you want to give thanks to God in any situation. And we do. We want to give thanks to God because our life may seem chaotic at times, but just look at look at the brothers and sisters around the world, and we have nothing to complain about.
You're absolutely right about that, Cheryl.
And, you know, so here we go back to the Child Evangelism Fellowship. You know, part of our program with the Good News Club is teaching the children about missionaries.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of these missionaries, their stories are pretty intense.
Yes, they are.
And the little ones, they love hearing about them because so many times the Bible seems old. You know, Abraham, Noah, they lived so long ago. But
right.
The missionaries, they lived now.
That's true.
Even though some of them were, you know, in the 50s, 60s, 80s, 90s, they're still now contemporaries where they can relate to them. I don't know if they can relate to them, but they can kind of understand with TV and stuff where they're coming from, I think, more. And so they really, really enjoy that aspect of the club.
Oh, I did,
they also
too.
They enjoy the snack. And I mentioned that before. Snacks are really important for the little ones.
Yes.
Or for the young ones. They enjoy the music. CEF has got wonderful music, and it's always, it's not, what do I say? The words are always uplifting.
Yes.
They're always teaching. You know, we don't do just voided singing. We do songs that have a meaning that a child can sing along with, that they can hide in their heart, you know, and
you know what?
Go ahead.
We're out of time.
No way.
We are out of time. I'm down to the seconds. Thank you so much, Cheryl Lee. I'll have you on again so you can really talk about the registration form that will be sent home with the children, and that the adults, you know, could at least look them over, you know, and then come to a decision whether they want them to be a part of the club or not. But thank you for listening to A Voice of a People. Tonight.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. The only local Marion news coverage from the Republican National Convention. With conservative icon Phyllis Schlafly.
This is Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio at the Quicken Loans Arena, and we are joined by a conservative icon, Mrs. Phyllis Schlafly. Phyllis, how many conventions have you been to?
Well, I came to my first one in 1952, so you can count them up.
Do you think that it's good that Bob Dole is the only Republican past candidate for president who's shown at this event? Is that respectable on his behalf?
Well, that's the attempt of the anti-Trump people to downgrade him in some way. And I think they're going to be shown up as not loyal and sour grapes, and they're not going to benefit by that behavior.
Phyllis, what is your favorite part of the convention? What do you like to do the best while you're here?
Well, my specialty has been the platform committee, and I've worked very hard on that, as you can see in my new book called How We Made the Republican Party Pro-Life. And I follow that very closely. And while I was not on the platform committee this time, my people were, and they were well-trained. And we have, I think, the best platform ever.
What do you think makes it the best platform ever?
Because it's right on the major issues. It's right on national sovereignty. It's right on jobs for Americans. It's right on being against bad trade bills, and being for jobs for Americans, and it's right on immigration, which I think is a major issue.
And CNN commentator Van Jones.
Speaking to that speech tomorrow night by Mr. Trump, will he be able to stick to script, or will he want to talk about the speech Monday? Will he want to go off? Will he want to criticize the media? And if he does it even matter here?
Listen, Donald Trump is a phenomenon. Donald Trump does not have to obey the normal rules of, forget political life, civil life, civic life. Ordinarily, someone who behaves the way that he does wouldn't be invited to your dinner party. They wouldn't be allowed to date your daughter. If they were your child, you put them in time out, or maybe get them a therapist. But this man, for whatever reason, has been allowed by the Republican voters and by the media to behave in a way that is appalling when it's not shocking and when it's not disgusting. And so he will do whatever he does. He may stick to that teleprompter and deliver a very, very stiff, bad speech, but I suspect he will want to break away from that teleprompter. He might say anything.
WWGH Radio, your place for politics. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Catch us on any mobile device by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050. Programs on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are brought to you by Williams Grass Cutters. Telephone number 740-272-0062. Website WilliamsGrassCutters.com. Facebook page at Williams Grass Cutters. Email w.grasscutters@gmail.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adam the Computer Guy is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio, providing on-site and remote-based technical support, computer troubleshooting, and network setup for homes and businesses. Website pctech.biz or adamthecomputerguy.com. Telephone number 740-531-2326. Also available, mobile notary services anywhere in Mid or Central Ohio.
We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marion Moments. One of Marion's most famous residents was Warren G. Harding, the 29th President of the United States of America and a former United States Senator from Ohio. Harding won election as president in 1920.
Hi, Ted Williams here, the man with the golden voice, and you're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, because Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
This is Scott Spears looking down on the beautiful city of Marion from the WWGH News Chopper. If you would like to ever submit a news tip or an event to the WWGH News Department, email Scott at WWGH1071.com and watch out for the chopper. And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Ted, I remember so well when you announced you were going to run for president on my show.
I do too. But after a while, I decided to get out of the race.
Why was that?
Well, I didn't want to move to a bad neighborhood.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the talking place.
I'm an IT guy, and I have an office, and I've got some computers in there, and occasionally they break down. Who do I turn to? What do? Well, I can always listen to Adam the Computer Guy. He's got all the information that I need to help me keep my computers running just beautifully. So if you have any computer information you need, you want to keep your computers running right, and you want to get the latest news and information, listen to Adam the Computer Guy, right here on 107.1 FM, WWGH.
Today's top and trendy technology topics every Tuesday and Thursday between 2:10 p.m. and 3, with me on WWGH Radio.
Hello, neighbors. This is pastor and Bible teacher Craig Heilman, inviting you to join me this Sunday and every Sunday from 11:10 a.m. to 12 noon.